What's up, guys? Wallo J here, and I'm here with my co-host, the one, the only, the White Walker.
Me.
Me. That is my co-host, producer Chris. We were just talking about absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Because we have not prepared anything for you guys.
Sorry.
Normally, we come in here and it's like, oh, did you see this? Did you see that? And we normally have like a decent podcast, but I'm still balls deep in what's going down in my island, and then we're not going to keep talking about it unless we have somebody who's, you know, like what we had last week where we had a journalist. You know, if there was, you know, rock stars in journalism, she'd be close to being one of those, you know, rock star journalists. She's at the border right now.
Oh, is she?
Covering some shit at the border.
Okay.
Something with the asylum, people coming over in Brownsville, Texas. I'm following her because, you know, hey, she might have some shit that comes out that's pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, you never know. Her contacts in Puerto Rico, she might post something. I've been following this guy. His name is Jay Fonseca. And he's like on point down there. He's like the voice of the people down
there. That's the one that's been doing like the Facebook Live videos from the streets, or a different guy?
That's David Begnaud. He's an American guy. You know, okay. He works for CBS. No, this guy's from Puerto Rico. And to be honest with you, man, I expect this guy like in 2024 or 2028 to run.
Okay.
Because people like him that much, you know, and he keeps it real with everybody, you know. But anyway, enough about that. You know, I don't want to keep, you know, bringing stuff up about Puerto Rico that you guys may not give a shit about. I give a shit about it, but I also, you know, want to keep you guys somewhat entertained. So there you have it.
There you have it.
All right, guys. Well, we'll catch you next week.
Peace.
I saw that. I did see a little bit of some MMA news. I guess Anik in the commentary team was catching some flack because they were saying they were being biased in the Cyborg fight.
Were they? I didn't watch the fights. You did.
Did you
feel like they were?
No, man. I thought that they were calling the fight how they saw it.
Well, who were they saying they were being biased towards?
Towards Felicia Spencer.
Now, who's saying that they were being biased?
People.
Them?
Them.
Okay.
Them.
It's always them.
Them.
Yeah. It's always them.
So, you know, I'm like, whatever, man. I saw the fight. I heard
it. Did it go as like we expected it to?
This chick is tough, bro.
Okay.
Felicia Spencer is tough. She's,
now, how did the fight go? I mean,
she's my new favorite.
I do know that Cyborg won, but did it go five or?
It went all the rounds. It was just three.
Oh. That's right. That's right. Because
it wasn't a championship fight.
That's right.
So, and it wasn't a main event either. So it was only three rounds.
Okay.
And man, Felicia Spencer took some shots, but she kept on going, man.
Nice.
She cut Cyborg.
I did see the cut that Cyborg shared on her Instagram or whatever.
Dude, she hit her with like a Superman elbow on top of the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the cut that she shared.
Yeah, opened up like another vagina on her forehead.
Yeah.
So she was, you know, looked like she was pretty beat up, but it was just because the blood was running down her face from the elbow. But Felicia Spencer took some shots, man. I was like, oh, God, no, watch out, move.
Well, I mean, that's a win. You went three with Cyborg and you didn't get dropped.
She didn't seem scared.
That's a win.
She just went in and was trying to do her thing. And, I mean, she was getting clocked, but, man, I got so much respect for that girl.
Cool.
She's my new favorite.
All right.
Yeah, at 145. She drops to 135. Gonna be tough if she goes against Amanda.
Yeah.
Amanda hits like a truck, too.
Don't do it. Don't do it, girl.
No, stay at 145.
Yeah, stay at 145. Stay thin.
Well, still, even at 145, the road leads through Amanda.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, if you're going to have to fight her anyways.
Yeah, stay at 145. Yeah. Fuck it.
Don't do it.
Because, I mean, you're going to try to what? Cut another 10 pounds?
Don't do it.
And struggle to cut those 10 pounds?
Don't do it.
Because I don't think it's easier for women to cut, you know, weight.
Yeah, Yeah. That's what I've always heard.
Usually they have a tougher time.
That's what I've heard, though. It's always tougher for them to cut the weight than it is the guys.
Well, look at Cyborg when she cuts from like 180 to 145. She's on the brink of death.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more that, you know, guy privilege. It's easier for us to cut weight.
Guy privilege?
I don't know. I'm sure there's
some. Are you trying to like start some shit now?
Sure. Okay. Sure. Yeah, right. I'm stirring the pot.
Anywho.
I'm trying to drum up some stuff for us here.
The Frankie Max Holloway fight went the way that we thought it was going to go. You know, it wasn't like...
Frankie won?
No. It's not like Frankie took like this major beating, but, right. You know, he got outpointed.
Okay.
You know?
Just outworked?
I mean, they were both working pretty hard. They were both working pretty good. But, you know, Max was winning the exchanges.
Okay.
You know, and Max didn't have a scratch on him, and Frankie had
Always does.
Had a little bruising in his face.
I swear. Frankie could, like, work the heavy bag and look like he'd been in a fight. It never seems to fail. He always seems like he gets marked up.
Oh, man. I do hope that he drops to 135. I think he'll do great at 135, you know?
How much longer until TJ comes back?
Bro, he's got like another year and months.
That's right, he got two. I keep forgetting he got two years.
Yeah, so no. Mm-mm, that's going to be a while.
Okay.
And Frankie doesn't have, you know, 2 years to wait.
No. Nobody should wait. Just keep on moving.
And besides, TJ's not the champion. The champion there is Cejudo.
Yeah, champ.
Yeah, Triple C.
Yep, Triple C.
So, you know, that'd be an interesting matchup. I wouldn't mind watching that. You know, they both got good wrestling. You know, although Frankie doesn't have a gold medal.
No, he does not.
But still, Frankie is a great wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, his striking is pretty good. Pretty on point. Cejudo, yeah, he has developed his striking, and he has gotten way better. But I think the next guy in line for the next guy in line for the 125. I forget he has the two belts.
Yeah, champ.
So his next fight, I believe they're saying he's going to be Joey Benavidez.
Mm.
Which, by the way, Joey Benavidez beat Cejudo.
Mm.
His only losses are Benavidez and DJ.
Mm.
He got back at DJ, took mm-hmm. his belt.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a storyline somewhere in there. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. We'll see if they.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see if they We'll see if they drum it up, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I just need to see Cejudo come back. You know, it's been boring lately. I need to see Cejudo back on the stage referring to himself in third person and with props.
No, I'm okay with that.
You sure?
I'm okay with it.
Come on, man. Carry the top of the UFC.
He's hurt. He's not going to. I mean, why are you going to put the camera on him when he's hurt? He's not even going to fight anytime soon.
I know, but.
He's out till 2020.
I need to see him with, like, the crown and, you know, the cloak on and slinging the snake around. Nah. And, you know. Nah. Cejudo not scared of you? Yeah,
talking
stuff like that.
Third person.
Yeah. There's not enough people in the UFC that talk in third person, I feel. I think that should almost be a prerequisite. I did see Colby Covington was running with Cameron Haynes yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah, running the mountain with Cam Haynes.
Well, so you have been watching some stuff.
It was on Instagram. So.
Okay, well, still.
Yeah.
Instagram, they provide information too.
Sure. Yeah, Cameron Haynes makes me feel bad every day.
Why? Because he runs a marathon.
Because he runs a marathon and he works, you know, he probably works more hours than I do a day. You know, and he runs a marathon.
Yeah.
And he works out.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
We're lazy, bro. That man is living life to the fullest.
Dude, I tell you, it's like I follow the worst people you can follow to make yourself feel like crap. You know, I follow Jocko, Haynes, Goggins. You can follow those three people and
feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah, you literally can. You can wake up in the morning and feel like shit because of Jocko, because you didn't get up before him. He's already up posting his 4:30, you know, watch pick and the sweat pick from his workout. Then Cam's going to be posting next, you know, his running marathon. You know, hey, it's 7 a.m. I've already did my marathon. What have you done? Kind of thing. Keep hammering. You know, Goggins is going to be posting something of him running. You know, it's what he does. cussing at you and telling you to stop being lazy and
stop being a bitch.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, ugh.
Stop being a bitch. Yeah. Move, do something.
Yeah, I'm getting home and, you know, pulling off my work boots and going, God, let's go out here and just get this workout done in the garage real quick. And, you know, they're out here doing marathons and shit.
Well, are you going to catch the fights tomorrow? UFC Newark?
Is there fight? Is it pay-per-view? Yeah.
No, it's UFC fight night.
Okay, then yeah, I'll catch them.
It's
I'll catch them until I go to bed.
Colby Covington against Robbie Lawler.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch that.
That's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I'll watch that all day long.
Yeah, who you got on that one?
Oof.
Lawler or Covington?
That's tough. For shits and giggles, I'll go Covington.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just for the rage.
I'm going to go with the old school guy.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Robbie.
I did see another little tidbit, too, that Dana said, win, lose, draw, whatever.
Yeah.
BJ Penn's next fight, whatever it is, doesn't matter. It's his last one.
I hope that it's not like 8 in a row.
I mean, I don't disagree with Dana on this one.
Well, it'll be the last one in the UFC. If he wants to keep fighting, he'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, we might not be... Yeah. It might not be the last of...
It'll be the last one in the UFC.
Yeah. I mean, fuck, seven fights, seven losses in a row. It's like, come on, dog.
Yeah. Come on.
I don't...
Hang him up.
I mean, can't really tell him to hang him up. Because, I mean, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't want to.
No, but you can show him YouTube videos of CTE and stuff like that and be like, hey, bro.
Yeah.
Let's hang it up.
I know.
How's your speech? Good? Yeah, let's keep it that way. You know, can you do math? All right, let's keep it that way.
Can you count your money?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you get up in the morning and stand up and not fall over? Cool. Let's keep it that way.
I think he should just go back to competing in jiu-jitsu if he still wants to compete.
Yeah. Why not?
I think he would do well.
Yes.
You know, all
of course he would.
All these shows. I mean, I know that he doesn't care about the money.
Go give Gordon a run.
Because he's... all right. Now you're just being fucking ridiculous.
I'm sorry. It's Friday. Gordon, it's been a long week.
Gordon is in the prime. Well, he's not even in his prime. He's 23 years old, 22 years old.
I know.
Mauling everybody.
I know. That's the scary part, bro. He's not in his prime.
He'll probably hit his prime in like 8 years.
I know.
If he's not hurt. And then you'll probably see the best Gordon Ryan for like another 3 to 4 years.
Do you think he's going to wind up being probably the best jiu-jitsu practitioner that there was?
No.
That
there ever been? Because people are not going to consider him that. Because, you know,
it's because he didn't compete in the gi.
Well, you know, not to offend anybody, my Brazilian brothers, but my Brazilian brothers are never going to allow that to happen.
True.
You know, it's either going to always be Hickson, Marcelo, or who else?
It's going to be
Hickson and Marcelo.
It's going to be the age old thing of the errors of jiu-jitsu, just like it is with every other sport.
I mean, I never comment on, you know, when people are arguing because I don't want to get into it. But they're like, oh, he didn't compete in the gi. You know, he doesn't, you know, he's never gone against Hodger. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, does he have to be the best? I mean, I know that he's called out Galvao quite a few times. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's never happened.
No.
And I don't think Galvao competes that much now anyways. So, I mean,
the thing is it Gordon's fault that it's almost one of these things where he's damned because he was just born too late.
Exactly. He's like a generation behind.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's pretty much beating everybody. You know, it's kind of hard to, you know, put it into context and say, hey, look at his body of work and look at his body and at their body of work.
Well, and the whole of the best there ever was is always super subjective.
Yeah.
It really is. And of course, the best there ever was, that's always just an argument starter.
And that's always going to be Bret Hart.
Of course.
The best there ever was, the best there
over
ever
Rick
will
Flair?
Be. No, that was his saying.
Oh.
I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Okay.
You know, that was his thing. But anyway, going back to Gordon. Yeah, man. I mean, it's... I
and then what happens when Nikki topples him?
that's going to be scary right there.
Because, I mean, you've got Gordon. I mean, because Gordon started
but
it.
But you just remember, though, Nikki's not that much younger than, you know... What am I trying to say? He's not too far from Gordon. He's only like, there's like a 6-year difference.
Yeah, he's a 6-year difference. And he's
so they're not, they're still going to be like within the same era.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's just that Nikki's just still 17.
Yeah.
But once he turns into like
a man
and he's got like man muscles.
Yeah.
Because right now he's a kid.
Yeah. I mean, Gordon's still a kid.
Yeah, but he's got a man body.
Yeah. Yeah. His abs have abs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just it's like, damn, bro, stop doing some, you know, I think you could like skip a core day. You know? Skip a core day.
I don't think his trainer is going to allow him to do
that. No.
But that's fine. Anyway, I think to call him the best, you know, it's too early. But give it about 10 years.
And is he the best no-gi right now?
With no doubt in my mind.
Okay.
I mean, the only guy that's beat him is Felipe Peña, you know, in the last couple of years. And, you know, I'm sure that he'd love to run that shit back with him.
Well, who did he lose to at EBI?
He hasn't.
Well, yeah, but he didn't win.
What? He's won all the EBIs he's entered.
What was it? No, who was maybe he did win, but... It was the guy that leg locks don't work. He's a 10P guy.
Oh, that wasn't EBI. That was, what was it? You're talking about Vinny Magalhães.
Yeah.
He lost to Vinny.
Yeah.
But that was a point-based shit.
Okay. That doesn't count.
I mean, it counts, but...
It's not real jiu-jitsu.
I don't know, man.
I know.
I think he's probably right now he's the best no-gi grappler.
Overall,
yeah. And, you know, change my mind. Tell me something else.
Yeah.
You know, feel free to say, hey, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And tell me a name. I mean, I'm sure people would be like, Felipe Peña. He's beating
Well, the biggest thing is, do you think he could beat John Danaher?
Danaher doesn't even compete, bro. Danaher
because he's
got a bad hip, bro.
Because he doesn't want to show his true power. That's all it is. That's you know, dude. Yoda never fought a lot because he didn't really want to, you know, bust it out.
Sure, sure.
So that's what I think Danaher does. Danaher's just like, y'all don't really want me to take this, you know. Y'all don't want to see me without the rash guard on. The rash guard's what's keeping him in.
I think eventually Gordon's going to move to MMA.
You think he's going to try to go the Gary Tonin route?
Yep.
Well, I mean, he's already said that he's wanting to go that route. So, I mean, that's not a far stretch.
I don't think he'll ever stop competing in jiu-jitsu per se. Because, you know, a lot of guys, when they get into MMA, they just stop competing jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Just to focus on their MMA. But, I mean, he's making pretty good money just competing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And he makes good money on those seminars.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I know how much he charges, so because I've inquired, and I'm like, ugh, God, yeah.
Ugh.
But you know, it is what it is, man. You know,
you need a big place too, because there're gonna be people coming from everywhere.
Yep, just don't bring your cameras, people.
Nope,
no cameras allowed.
Nope, better take that picture in your mind.
Yep, pretty much. Well, I mean, you can bring the camera and take a picture after everything's said and done.
Yeah. But you ain't videoing no techniques. No. You ain't, I'm just trying to get this so I remember. Nah.
The thing is that most of those guys that are on a, you know, like a seminar circuit type of thing, they don't want their shit videotaped because.
No, because they're probably going to put it out on a DVD.
Well, not only that, I mean, people put it out on social media. Then people already see what they're.
Yeah. Why do I got to pay?
Yeah. Why do I got to pay? I could just watch this video.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I mean, look at how long Danaher held on to all his information before he put out those DVDs. And then look at how much he put them out for.
Yeah, it was like $200 for the set of the DVDs.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And they sold out like poof, that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, as soon as those things launched, people were just gobbling. It was like Pac-Man.
I know. I wish I cared more about it.
I know, right? It's a shame.
I know. Right now, we're what? We're in August?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, August 2nd.
I haven't rolled in 5 months.
That's about the same.
Yeah. I'm like, I haven't rolled since March. And I don't feel bad about it, you know?
Every now and then I do.
I don't.
Every now and then I do. And then I oddly enough, when I do, a lot of times I just go and work out in the gym or in the garage. I need to get a good sweat. Yeah. So I just go and I'll, you know, go bang out 30 minutes on the elliptical, slam some weights around, and then I'm, you know, get a good 600-700 calorie burn workout in, and then I'm like, you know what, I'm good now.
For as much as I love jujitsu, you know, or let me see, just say this. For as much as I like jujitsu, I haven't missed it.
Yeah, I lost the passion. I had it for a while. I did. And then it kind of disappeared.
I have a new passion.
Yeah, you do.
So, oh well.
I've got mine. I'm problem solving stuff now. That's my... No. I'm trying to figure out some stuff with some of my seeds and plants. And
oh, see, you're having trouble with your seeds. Bro, you got to stroke it up and down.
Four strokes, man. Down. Four strokes.
But yeah, but you got to do meth.
Lots of meth.
I was listening to their newest episode today.
With the girl?
Yeah.
Oh, she was funny.
She was hilarious.
And what's so crazy is her...
I just wanted some dick.
Yeah, dude. Because the thing is I've watched her so many times on the Nailed It show, the cooking show, to then see her on their show. It's a completely different person. Yeah. Because I hear her voice going, you know, I just want to fuck. But I'm looking at the girl who's at the cooking show going, you know, oh, yeah, you got close to making those cupcakes, honey. You know, you did good. And this girl's talking about, I just wanted some dick, you know, and I'm going, it was throwing me off. But it was still, I mean, she was funny. She was really funny.
I didn't know she was a stand. I didn't know she had like a cooking show. I thought she was just a stand up.
Yeah, no, she's got a cooking show on Netflix called Nailed It, where they like show this. They'll like show you a professional. They take like everyday people and they'll show you like this professional pastry dish or something like that, like a cake. Here you go. This is what it looks like. Now you've got 30 minutes or an hour to recreate it, and you know you win money or whatever. And these people just butcher it. I mean, it looks like diggity dog shit. You know, nobody ever nails it, but you know, the closest person, you know, wins, kind of thing. So so it's kind of cool. It's interesting. But yeah, I didn't know she was a stand-up either. So I've been catching up on, because I've been on the road a lot this week, so I've been catching up on my Rogans. I've been catching up on my Your Mom's Houses and my Two Bears One Cave. What else did I catch up on? I'm going to listen to The Nest one. I still haven't listened to that one from last week. I'm going to listen to that one later tonight.
They're doing their anniversary show tonight.
Cool.
Yeah, their episode numero 50 does.
Nice.
52.
Nice.
So they haven't missed a week.
That's strong.
I know, because, you know, even us, as much as we did, you know, for the first year, we only did 50 episodes the first year.
Yeah.
We missed a couple. Yeah. We missed a couple of weeks. And ever since then, we've also missed a couple of weeks here and there for you know, odd reasons or whatever. You know, vacations.
It's tough. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's...
Even Rogan misses weeks. Sometimes he misses 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. Sometimes he'll just... I mean, you know, there again, he'll go hunting for 2 weeks and disappear. And then you start...
Where's Rogan? Oh, my God. Dude, I need my fix.
It really does. It starts... you start going, God, I got to start finding a new podcast to start filling a void. You know, I didn't realize it, but, you know, Your Mom's House crew, you know, they're doing like a lot of these other podcast groups are doing now, where they're doing other podcasts out of
Well, they have like a network.
Yeah, like they've got their network. Like they're doing, you know, the Dr. Drew show. And then I guess this other podcast called the Honeydew podcast is done out of there and stuff like that.
And so I'm
like,
Two Bears, One Cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay, cool. So.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to have like a warehouse, in-house, a bunch of podcasts.
Yeah.
And you know, do like content.
Well, rent the space out.
Yeah.
Let's do it like a barbershop.
Right?
That's how you would do it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not a bad idea.
We provide you the equipment. You rent the space.
Boom. Yeah. That's a little money.
That's a little startup.
Yeah. Well, how many people, you know, do podcasts around here anyway?
I don't know. But anybody could do one.
Yeah.
But the problem is, that's just it. Anybody could do one. Because somebody asked me the other day about, hey, you know, I want to pick your brain about, you know, how to start a podcast. And,
oh, yeah?
You know, and I was just like, cool, cool. And the more they're talking to me about it, I was like, cool, cool. I was like, look, I'll tell you the best way, honestly. Like, you don't want to pick my brain. You don't want to, you know, come and have dinner and talk to me about it. No.
Oh, shit. They wanted to come over?
Yeah, yeah. They were like, you know, I want to figure out, you know, and tell me how you do it and this and that. I'm like, no. I was like, just go to YouTube and search how to start a podcast. I was like, and then peruse through the 500,000 videos
right
on how to start a podcast.
To be honest with you, all you need, I mean, is it going to be a solo podcast or with somebody else?
Yeah, it was a solo podcast.
You do it out of your phone.
I am going to have some. We'll have Selena on pretty soon. She's waiting. She's got to wait until she can drop some nuggets, some news. Once her, she's been a busy, busy girl. It's nothing. It's something really big and cool for her.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Her own tattoo shop?
No. But it's something really cool and interesting, and it'll be a good conversation. She's just got to wait until everything's finalized and she can actually publicly talk about it. And then she's like, you know, because she happened to be talking about the podcast. She was like, oh, y'all still doing it? I was like, yeah, we never stopped.
Why would we stop?
She thought because of the implosion. She was like, oh, I thought that y'all might have stopped. I was like, shit, no, we didn't stop after that. I was like, we didn't even stop that episode, no, girl.
No, we kept on going.
Yeah, she was like, oh. She goes, oh, well, I got some shit, you know, that I'm finalizing, and then.
Well, if she follow our page, she probably know that we're still on.
Dude, she's too busy. I mean, that girl, as much as I'm busy and you're busy and shit like that girl busy. She's had to start cutting back on even her tattooing.
I don't care.
Follow the page.
Y'all know.
But so we're going to try to set her.
Uh-oh, what was it?
Update.
Oh, okay.
No, Razer. I don't need to update my keyboard and everything.
Anyway.
Now. I'm good.
So she has some good news, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Some stuff that'll be interesting to talk about and hear about.
See, I hate when you do that because now I'm wondering what the fuck it is.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you all fair. I'm not going to break her NDA or anything like that.
Okay. NDA. Non-disclosure. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Fine, I guess we'll go back to fucking MMA or something. Because that's what we, you know, tell people that we do. We talk about combat sports and shit.
We touch on it. Yeah. We talk about it. Well, that's somebody asked me the other day. They were like, man, what do y'all talk about? I was like, everything.
We're like the Seinfeld. Yeah. We're a podcast about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we do talk about mostly about
MMA.
MMA, yeah.
We touch on sports and baseball and football sometimes.
Sports when Brandon's here.
Yeah, when Brandon's here.
So
I'm tempted, but I'm scared and not, because I did see that they were talking about the Sportszilla fantasy football, and I'm like,
I'm not even looking that way.
Well, what I thought about doing was...
I'm not doing it!
Well, I was going to propose doing... If they were going to do a Sportszilla one, that you know, you not do one and I not do one, but instead we do a Locker Room Talk versus Nest podcast as a, you know.
I still don't want to do that. I just don't have the time.
I mean, that's the thing.
To be keeping up with. Who do I got playing this week?
I know.
Am I going to substitute my Ronan back for the guy that was on the bench because he's got a bye week? I ain't messing with that nonsense.
Dude, it does take a lot of time because the couple years I did fantasy football, it really does take a lot of time.
It does. And I'm about to have less time.
Yeah, you really are.
Here in the next fucking 18 months, hopefully less than that. So
you're going to be using that monitor now, ain't you?
Huh?
I said you're going to be using that monitor I gave you now, ain't you?
I'm using the monitor.
Oh, okay. I thought you weren't.
I told you that I was.
Oh, okay. Cool.
What the fuck do you think I'm using the computer with?
Oh, I didn't think you were. I thought you were using your iPad for most everything else.
Now.
Oh.
I rarely use the iPad now.
Oh, okay.
Shit, now that I have the computer, I haven't edited a video on the iPad.
Oh, okay.
Like that last video that I put out, mm-hmm. I did it on my desktop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a little better for my flow, actually, to do it on the computer.
I'm sure.
Because everything was, like, bigger, and I could, like...
You can move stuff around.
Yeah. Here, I'm at the mercy of my fingers.
Yeah.
You know, and... I mean, it's okay. I can still do it.
Yeah. But it's nicer to have a little more control with the mouse.
Yeah, for sure. So, anyway, for those of you that don't know, I'm just going to let you all know I'm going to photography school.
In New York City.
Well, it's online, so I'm not going anywhere.
But he's going to the New York School of Photography.
New York Institute of Photography. I'm going to take the certified photography course, and then I'm going to move on to videography. So
it's amazing what you got to do to shoot porn.
I know.
Jeez.
And weddings.
God,
man. It's like, please don't come on my lens. Please don't come on my right? lens. And that's on the wedding.
Right. I've seen the blooper videos. I don't want this.
Nah. Yeah. That's something I have no interest in doing.
No.
I don't want to film weddings. I don't want to film porn. And if I only had the option of not doing one, I wouldn't do weddings.
I don't blame you. I would think there would probably be less stress.
Yeah. I mean, if the money's right, you know, and they want me to film somebody, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
Plugging away on some chick and, you know, hey. I'm not too good to take that money.
No. And there'll probably be a craft table.
Oh, right. Guess what? Craft services?
Craft services. They're not going to look at you dirty if you eat off the craft services. If you start munching on the buffet table at the wedding, they're going to be like, who's this guy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Who's this guy eating all the food? Oh, it's the photographer.
Excuse me. We have all the food accounted for.
Right.
And we don't have a plate for you.
Right. You weren't a plus one, sir. Yeah, please move on.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to do weddings.
No.
That just seems like it'd be too stressful.
Oh, for sure. Plus, you don't like people that much.
No, I don't.
You really don't.
No. And I'd probably be like, you shouldn't get married.
Right. You'd be that one photographer in the back. Don't do it.
It's just a piece of paper.
Right. It's the government trying to, you know, taxes.
You're going to lose half your shit. Right.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
Lucky for you.
You do one wedding. What? That'd be it.
What? No.
Word of mouth would get out and be like, don't hire this guy.
And yeah, but the rest of the people, no, hire him. He's fucking great.
Right. It's like you get a comedy show and a photographer.
I wouldn't do that if I was you. Say I don't.
Well, I mean, what lane are you going to go in? Are you just, that's right. You said you wanted to do a documentary kind of thing.
At some point, I would like to do some sort of documentary. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking once I'm versed into what I knowing what I, you know, what I'm supposed to know.
You don't even know what you don't know.
No, yeah. Like the stuff that I do now, I've done it based on YouTube information, you know, like, frames per second, you know. If you're going to shoot slow motion, you know, make sure that you're shooting at 120 or 60 so you can bring it down to half.
Mm-hmm.
you know, little things like that. You know, the pull-ins with the gimbal, the pull-outs.
Now, what information are you going to get rid of so that way you can make room for all this new information?
I don't know.
I mean, you're going to have to start dumping like childhood memories and you know shit what? Like that.
Bon voyage.
Get out of the way. Make room.
If I have to dump all the high school memories, hey.
Good knowing you.
Hey, nice knowing all of you guys.
I got pictures.
I'd be like, what's your name again?
What's your name again? What's up, buddy?
I do that now.
I do too.
I forget people's name. I'm like, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. Amanda used to get so mad at me because she'd always tell me, she goes, you never introduce me to people. I was like, I don't know his name.
That or what's up, dude?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody was, you know, I call everybody boss, you know, what's up, boss?
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But yeah, she used to literally, she goes, why don't you ever introduce me to people? I was like, because I don't know their name.
Because I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
You embarrass me.
Yeah, I've told her, I was like, if you want, introduce yourself and then they'll tell you their name and then I'll remember who they are. Help me out. Hey, but she hates people just as much as you hate people. So then I'll see somebody that she knows.
I
don't know their name.
I mean, I really don't hate people.
I hate stupid people. Don't make me turn your mic off. I'll just shut your mic off.
I hate stupid people, you know, so.
So you hate people because most people are stupid.
I didn't say it. You did. So anyway.
No, what was it? What was the Men in Black line that a person is smart, people are stupid? A person is smart, you know, but as then a group. Again,
I'm not that smart anyway, so.
Well, you are about some things.
Some things.
But that's everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
That's everybody. Everybody's you know, smart about something. Something.
Yeah.
But it's always what's interesting to them. You know, what's interesting, you know, photography, videography, stuff like that. That's interesting to you. You dig into that, stuff like yeah. that. I try to, and sometimes I can get a little bit of information, and then I just drone out. And then I can dig into gardening stuff and plants and composting, and I can just blah, 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 and then other people could listen and watch
God,
that.
It's stupid.
Yeah. Oh my God, this guy's watching videos on dirt, and it's like, yeah, dude, it's awesome. The biome, blah blah. And so I mean, it's all about what interests you.
Yeah. So I really can't say I hate people because they're stupid. Because again, what they find interesting, I may not, and what I find interesting, they may not. Yeah. So
I just dislike assholes. We'll go with that.
That yeah. I'm not good with assholes. Yeah,
I'm not good with asshole people. Because
if I have to deal with an asshole, I'm
just gonna out asshole you.
I'm the asshole. Yeah, you know. So
yeah, that's what I had to tell the GC this week. It's like if you want to play the who's gonna be the biggest asshole game, I'll win. It's like I will win.
What happened there?
I just not wanting to follow procedures and not wanting to play the game by the rules. And I just, you know, he kept kind of pushing my buttons and I finally kind of put a stop to it. I was like, look, we're not going to play this game. If you're going to, you know, if you're going to try to outdick me, I will, you know, I'll push your shit in. So stop, you know, and it literally all it took was me just kind of name dropping a couple people and saying like, hey, look, I know your boss and me and your boss talk weekly. And once I talk to your boss and let him know that you're being an asshole and you're not wanting to play by the rules, you'll go down the road. Because once I fuck your company over, he's going to be upset. And he's not going to be upset at me. He's going to be upset at you.
Ooh, you put the ball in his court.
Oh, yeah. So after that, guess what? I got all the information I needed. And I got a really nice phone call.
And oh, yeah? From who?
From him.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Then I got a nice phone call from his supervisor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And everything worked out real good.
Oh,
I got everything I needed and then some.
Well, did you look at that?
Hey.
You're making friends, bro.
And I told his supervisor, I was like, look, man, so I'm not trying to be an asshole. I don't want to be an asshole. I don't enjoy being an asshole.
Not to die.
Well, because the problem is like being that guy takes more energy and more time out of my day than it does literally me just sending you an email and then you sending me the information that I asked for. Simple. I send you, hey, I need to know what the status is of this. You check your tracker, you send me the status of that. That's literally all I needed.
Right.
So instead, you don't send me the status. So I send you the next day, I have to send you another email. Then you hem-haw around. You don't give me what I need. So then I go, hey, I need you and this person to call me today so we can discuss this. And then you ignore that email and you don't call me. So then I have to send another email the next day. And now I'm mad. So now I'm threatening everybody, going, okay, well, if this is the game we're playing, here are the rules now. And these are my rules, and you get to play by them whether you like them or not.
Chris is like, and you are going to suck my dick from the back.
From the back. So that's what it wound up being. And after that.
He sucked it good.
After that, hey, everything worked out real good. So I had a nice phone, a nice, you know, 45-minute conversation. Told the guys, like, look, I don't. And that's the thing. So 4 emails, 2 phone calls, and everything else over a simple email. If you would have just replied to the email, the first part. And what it is I've learned this week, and I've been saying it to a lot of people, is everybody is really good. And this is becoming like my kind of almost motto in life now, is that everybody's really good at doing 60% of the job. Everybody's really good and really motivated doing 60% of it. But it's that 40% that's left that nobody does. That'll really separate you from average to good. That's all it takes. Just do that little 40%. Actually, just finish, follow it through. And that's really all it is. Just follow it through. If you can follow through something, dude, it's so much easier. Because that's what I've, you know, because I used to be, and I'm still bad at it, but it's something that I've recognized I'm bad at. I've been working on not being bad at it. I'm very, very bad about leaving stuff undone. Hey, it's not done. I'll take care of it tomorrow.
Well, you got to remember, too, you know, when you have people in a position that perhaps they've been doing for a while.
They get complacent. They do.
You know, it's like they start off like, oh, I'm going to do this. Yes. They do great. But as the years progress, it's like they're not challenged
anymore. And that's kind of what happened with this. And that's kind of what me and the supervisor talk about. And he was kind of like, I'm kind of glad that you did this because, you know, it kind of refocused a lot of people that we need to be following through. And, you know, I kind of needed to do that because, I would do 60%. And then the 40% that was left was just not that important to me. So things would pile up and pile up and pile up. And then all of a sudden that 40% of stuff that would be left over becomes a really big deal, you know, because it's all piled up and you've got all this crap piled up on your desk now that you need to take care of. And then all these things have timelines. And then now all of a sudden all these people are going, Hey, I need this. And then, you know, all these little things that shouldn't have been a big deal. Now they become big deals and now they become fire drills. And then you're sitting here, you know, sitting in your office for hours doing stuff you don't want to do, when if you would have literally just taken the time and just done it, it would be done, off your plate, gone, and it's away. So that's what I've been doing for like the last month at work. I've been really trying to not push this, you know, I'm not going to take care of this tomorrow. You know, anytime I think that, I go, stop. Just do it. Yeah. Take care of it. Get it done, put it on your tracker, mark it off, color code it, whatever you got to do, get it done.
I think that's one of the reasons why I decided that I needed to. I mean, I don't want to say that this is going to be my new career after I'm done with the course, but something that's challenging. I mean, I still want to do my work at my job, you know, how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, if I get complacent, errors are made and company loses money. So I can't slack off on that. But at the same time, it's like I need something new, you know, and at some point I don't want to do what I'm doing now for the rest of my life.
No.
And to me, this is fun. You know, photography is fun. Yeah. Videography is fun. So if one day I could transition to, you know, doing that full time, then so be it.
Yeah.
But
you're doing it the right way. You know, all these other people you hear, you know, sometimes it works out for people. They find something that they're passionate about. They quit their job. They do all this and they just, you know, I'm going to pour all my effort into this. Okay. Well, that's great when you're 21, 23, 26.
I can't live at home with mommy and dad.
Yeah. I'm 41. I can't go.
You got a family too.
I have a family. I have kids. I have a home. I can't go, I'm going to do a market. Garden. I'm going to sell to restaurants. I'm going to do this. I'm going to quit my job right now.
That's going to take some time, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because you plant shit today, it's not going to sprout out tomorrow.
No, no.
And that takes time.
And that's why I'm realistically 3 to 5 years. I know 3 to 5 years is going to take me. It's going to take me 3 to 5 to get it dialed in to where I can go, okay, in 3 years, I can get it dialed in to probably where I can go and talk to maybe 2 restaurants that I know. I know the chefs and stuff like that, to where I can go, hey, would you be interested in something like this? You know,
yeah.
If so, this is what I have to offer. You know, if could you, you know, would you be interested? Or I might do like a CSA, you know, where you're doing boxes for people in your neighborhood or in a, on a route. You know, hey, this is what the garden's producing right now. This is what it costs. You know, like a, you know, the garden box thing. You know, but I know it's going to take 3 years to get to that point. 5 years, well, I'll have everything dialed in to where I know exactly what I'm doing. I can expand that. You know, I can get to the point in 5 years, if everything works the way I want, I can go and buy land if I wanted. I could actually purchase land and grow on land and do it that way. You know, if it gets to that point, then I can look at, okay, well, do I want to stay doing what I'm doing now, or do I want to transition into doing this?
Yeah.
You know, so that's the plan. I may do this 3 years and go,
not for me.
Not for me. Another opportunity may open up for me at the job I'm at now, and I may go, let's try this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, never knows. So I definitely don't put everything into one basket.
No, I think that, you know, I told you that I was having a hard time, you know, enrolling, but.
Oh, yeah. That anxiety.
Yeah.
That's what I have Amanda for.
So, you know, I just got to remember that I'm investing in myself.
It's still so tough to pull that trigger.
Oh, I know. But but I had to. I had to, because this is something that I want to do. And I have 18 months to get it done. I you know, I did it last night late, so I didn't even go into the introduction.
You got to have time for that. You got to be like in the right mindset, sit down and go, let's start this.
I enrolled and I'm like, okay, I'm in. I have 18 months to get this completed. I mean, it probably won't take me the 18 months. Maybe it will.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have a tough time getting, you know, shit done as far as, you know, getting it down and how it's supposed to be.
Well, it's going to be a slow start because you're going to have to figure out a routine.
Well, I'm a virgin when it comes to this thing, basically. Yeah. You know, I mean, what I know, it's from YouTube. And yeah, YouTube is... it's good for information. You can find just about anything. Mm-hmm. But when you're trying to go to a different type of level, YouTube can only take you so far.
Yeah. That's what's interesting on some of the stuff I've seen. Like they, I don't know if it's an actual YouTube. I think it's more of another. It's called Masterclass. They have Masterclass on.
I saw that.
Yeah, they have like a Masterclass on different subjects. Cooking. Mm-hmm. I know...
There is a master class in photography as well.
Okay. Yeah. I know, who is it? Deadmau5. He does like a master class on, you know, EDM music.
Okay.
Know, how to make a thing. So I've seen that and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, but I'm bad about that. Like I'm real. Me and Dad are both very bad about collecting skills. Like I know how to, you know, and you know this, like I know how to do a lot of things, but I don't stick with them. You know, I can sheetrock and I can do HVAC and I can do plumbing. I can do a lot of things because I want to do this. I can do a little bit of woodworking. I can build stuff because I'll collect some skills, but I don't ever stick with them long term. So that's why I'm always weary about, you know, signing up for something like that, because it's like, how long are you really going to stick with this? You know, how much money are you going to? That's why, you know, the gardening thing, I did it for a bit, then I left, but I've been thinking about it for like the last 2 years. Oh, man, I really want to get back into that. Really. And it's one of those things that I just kind of kept thinking about. So that's when I went, okay, you know, you keep thinking about it. Just do it.
Well, I enjoy the going out to the training yard and looking at the guys and who's doing what, mm-hmm. and trying to catch them on video, you know, maybe take a couple of pictures here and there. Like I went, you know, with my brother. He hasn't completed the video because I sent him my footage and he took his footage from his action cam, So he's trying to combine them both and have like a video. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I took some pretty decent pictures off of my phone with that lens and the ND filter that I have for it. So, you know, after looking, well, I mean, I did go into Lightroom as well just to touch him up a little bit.
Yeah.
And make him pop and make him real nice. But it really sparked my interest. I already was interested.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, it really sparked the interest. And, you know, I like it. I enjoy it. So why not, you know.
See if you can turn it into something.
Yeah, see if you can turn, you know, that into something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how you make passions make money.
I don't know if it's a passion yet.
You'll find out.
But I do enjoy it. I mean, it's going to have to be. I spent a lot of money on that fucking class.
Well, for 18 months, it better be a passion.
Yeah. At least for the next 18 months.
And that's the thing. That's one of the things I always make myself is when I pick something up, I always say, do it for a year. You know, when I went back to jiu-jitsu, I was like, do it for a year. Don't pick up any other hobbies. Do it for a year. 6 months, I had the passion for it. I was, this is good. I'm enjoying it. And then somewhere down the path, I lost all passion for it.
I mean, even though I haven't rolled in 5 months, I've been at it in jiu-jitsu for like 12 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like I quit. I'm just taking a break.
Yeah.
Eventually, one day, I'll probably go back.
Yeah. And I know I'll go back, too. I know because that was it. I just lost the passion for it. I still, you know, it piques my interest, and I know where I'm probably going to go back to and stuff like that. Now it's just a thing of molding. The thing is I know the mistake. I think I know what caused me to lose the passion before. So I know what to do to not make that happen this time.
Yeah.
You know, so I've just got to mold it into the time and make it work. Because I enjoy doing it, you know, so make it work for the time that I have to being able to enjoy it.
Well, you know, Dean teaches in the morning now. There's not really afternoon classes, so I have no interest in going elsewhere.
Yeah.
You're
good right where you're in a good spot.
I mean, and even now, like, I haven't been to the gym in a few days because Dean's.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of work too. I see they're blowing. Yeah. Did they like expand?
Well, they're expanding the.
I know they're expanding the rock, the climbing.
I'm assuming that they're going to do something because the gym is going to be closed for, I believe, it's almost like a week.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the post
because they're going to be doing some welding or something. Mm-hmm. So, I am assuming that there's something going on, some sort of expanding. Who's that?
Get out of here, bitches!
Who?
Angel.
No. Oh. Yeah, that's another puto. He was talking about how he's going to have more time to come and, you know, hang out and do the podcast with us. And where is he at today?
Yeah. On Facebook, calling us names.
Yeah, pinch of fag. That's what you are.
Whatever.
Yeah. He going to say something smart in a second.
No, he ain't.
Oh, are you calling him stupid?
Assume these. No, I won't.
You assume these.
Mm-hmm.
Ass right. Wipe.
Yeah. These words would have a lot more meaning and a little more punch if they were, like, said here in person.
Yeah.
These nuts.
Yeah. They really don't have the punch coming across as just text.
Yeah, I know. Because you just look like a keyboard warrior.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's all.
Taking.
Stupid idiot.
He's, like, taking a shit. I believe it.
So he's taking a shit, meaning that he's not doing shit. He could have been here.
He could have. Yeah. He could have.
But he bitched out.
Yeah, we're not that important.
No.
He's one of those wannabes. I want to be there, but I had to take a shit.
Yeah, so he's not here.
No.
Anyway.
It's fine. We see where we rank.
What's his name? Eddie Alvarez is back in the win column. He won his one championship. It's his second fight.
Nice.
DJ won another one, his second in a row. Nice. In one championship. So.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Rogan will be happy.
That was this morning. I completely forgot about it. I took off the app because I was cleaning stuff out. And I'm like, man, they haven't had one in a while. Let me take this off so I can clean shit up and get some memory back into my phone. And I forgot to reinstall it. And I missed it.
I think tonight I'm going to, once we're done, probably for just background, I'm going to watch the. What the hell? Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
What's up, faggot? All I hear is an echo. You're definitely in the bathroom.
Echo of that toilet bowl.
Ooh, I'm taking that caca.
The motherfucker smells like he wants to be alone.
I am alone too.
Shit. Why the fuck are you calling from the toilet?
Because he's bored, man. He needs moral support.
That's why people do their best thinking.
He needs help.
What you got to add, bro?
I don't even know what the fuck y'all were talking about.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, we were talking about you taking a shit.
I just hear y'all lips moving and shit. We talking about sleep? Y'all want to talk about some sleep?
Motherfucker, sleep.
Playoffs.
We talking about playoffs?
I'm talking about playoffs.
What you been up to, Mr. Angel?
We can talk about that.
So you're going to be here next week then?
Yeah, man, for sure.
Okay. For sure.
For sure.
He's like, unless I got to take a shit.
Yeah. For sure.
I got a bathroom right there. So, you know, as long as the mic reaches, we good.
You can leave the door open, too. It's, you know, it's just us.
Oh, no, hell, he cannot.
Aromatherapy.
I got to get a new candle.
Yeah, no shit.
My damn salt lamp over
one
there ain't gonna do shit.
One of two things gonna happen.
Okay.
One of two things gonna happen. It's gonna either stink or I'm gonna make you hungry. One of the two. You decide.
Is that McDonald's? Who had the fries?
I feel like some fries.
Disgusting.
Yes, sir.
Disgustingly delicious.
Yo, man. Yo. So that app that we've been using.
Yeah, it's down.
I don't know.
Yeah, it got killed.
Yeah. You noticed that too?
Yeah, I was telling Chris about it when we got here. He's like,
Yeah, he tried to sell it to me, and I was like, cool, let me look it up. I'm looking it up. I'm going,
server not found.
I'm like, dude, I think they killed it. He's like, no, they didn't.
I'm like, they got me.
Yeah.
They got you 25. Man.
I'm like, damn.
Because I was like, this sounds like, open. This seems kind of cool, so I was about it. And then I pulled it up, and then I'm like, damn. Dana White made a phone call and made that shit disappear.
I guess. I went to the website, and that shit just said, gotcha, bitch.
Didn't you renew yesterday?
Yeah, like on the
31st. Damn.
It seems paying early is not immune.
Motherfucker, they took your money. Are you going to hit him up for a refund?
Yeah, good luck.
I can't get through the website.
Isn't there a telephone number you can contact?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll pick up.
Hello?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm sure all their social media and their emails, I'm sure they'll reply to emails and everything, too. Because I'm sure, you know, a VPN company that lets you pirate shit is going to be on the up and up about replying to your emails.
Well, the VPN company is the one that protects you from your internet providers seeing what you're watching. So it's not the VPN company.
Okay.
Well, and I was chatting with them earlier, and they're like, yeah, just give it a few hours to process.
Got you, bitch.
they was packing shit up at the office while they was on the phone with you.
Motherfucker, you got.
Yeah.
I know Punjab was on the other side like, hee, hee, hee.
Pretty much.
That shit is like that movie Boiler Room. When they took took everything.
Yeah. That motherfucker said, do the needful and click.
Thank you. Come again.
Yeah, you should have known something was up when you had to start paying in gift cards. You'd be like, oh, wait a minute. What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe people are still getting caught by that damn scam.
Stupid.
I'm up and dunk.
Oh, well.
Oh, man.
If you're stupid enough to do that, then, hey, you got.
Well, hey, Lake City. Lake City just had to pay six-figure ransom last month. No shit. Their entire city network, somebody opened up an email, and they got into the city network and ransomed the system, and they had to pay a six-figure sum to get their network back.
Oh.
Lake City.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Lake City. They go see your hard-earned tax dollars.
Exactly. And people were pissed. I mean, taxpayers were like, I can't believe that we're paying six figures because somebody opened up an email.
Got LimeWire.
Yep, basically.
LimeWire. That shit's old as fuck.
Dude, when you'd give your computer AIDS just to listen to some music.
I know. Bro.
I can give a whole lot of things before we get to my age.
Jesus. God. I remember downloading that shit just so I could have a couple of songs and shit.
And then be like, I don't know why my computer's acting funny.
Yeah. The fuck's going on? Why doesn't download anymore?
Yeah. Did you download something? No. But I got some free songs.
Free songs and a damn computer.
50,000 pop-ups.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Either that or, you know, you'd help your parents. My parents weren't that bad because dad was computer savvy. But I do remember my friend's parents having computers that you would see literally the 15 search bars on their Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, my God, what is this shit? You know,
that or when you see the windows cascading.
Yes.
You're like, what the fuck is this?
I've never seen a computer this broke.
Yeah.
That shit looking like you won a game of solitaire.
Yes.
I remember Angel's brother gave me a computer, and I put LimeWire in, and within like 2 days, that shit was done.
Just infected.
It was done. Like, I couldn't even log in anymore.
Yeah. I used to help my buddies out, and I'd just, you know, run Task Manager and just look at all the, you know, Why do you have, you know, over 1,000 processors going at one time? What is happening here? There's no programs opening, but there are 1,000 things going on at one time.
Yeah.
What the hell? Oh, yeah, I got some free songs. Okay. You got the AIDS.
Yeah, pretty much.
You got the Magic Johnson of laptops.
Oh, goddamn.
He's cured now. He's good.
I mean, since 1991, and he's still alive and kicking.
Well, supposedly he's so good that when they test him, he tests clean.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, it ain't that bad.
I guess not.
So, street hookers, back on the menu.
Yeah, because his wife's like, don't touch me.
I can play.
All right, bitches, I got to go for the clean wipe.
Yeah,
all
right, man, bro.
Good luck with that.
Go wipe your ass.
Yep.
Peace.
Is it normal when you keep wiping and it's like a marker? It just keeps marking and marking.
Yeah. Great.
Ever watch Parks and Recs?
Welcome to Shit Talk. No.
Really? That's a funny show. Parks and Recs is fun.
What are we at?
We're at 108.
Let's just call it a day.
Let's call it a day at 108.
Yeah. I mean, we talked a little MMA. We talked a little nonsense like we normally do.
Yeah, we did. A little debauchery.
Maybe next week we'll be more aware of some other shit that's going on. We'll be a little bit more prepared. That's my fault, guys. I should be more prepared. And I haven't been reading as much MMA news. And, you know, I've been trying to, like, hit up people because, you know, I hit up Lilia and she responded. So I'm thinking, hey, maybe if I just...
You got some pull.
Yeah, maybe if I just keep hitting up people...
Hey, Cowboy Cerrone, you want to come on our show?
Somebody eventually is bound to say yes.
Hey.
So maybe
you're playing like that the old pickup game. What?
What pickup game?
You know, no, I'm not calling you in here. Go. You can hug me when I'm done. We're almost done. Bye.
I want to hug you, Daddy.
Jeez. You know the pickup artist game. You know where you just throw it out. You know, you try to play the law of averages.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
that's all you're doing.
If I hit up 100 people and one says yes, hey, success.
Yes. You know?
I don't know how many people I hit up to get on the podcast.
Before. Yeah, we don't count the rejects.
No. We count the wins.
Yeah, we count the wins.
And that was a big win for us.
Damn right. Sprinkles are for winners.
Yeah. You hear that, Pat? Sprinkles are for winners. Anywho, guys, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your support. Hopefully you did enjoy our previous episode with Lilia Luciano. And actually, we did two podcasts technically because we had two episodes out there. But anyway, again, thank you so much for your support. We appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.